Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to first to double up Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Graham reaches third base with a triple. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Graham scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Les Moss pinch hits for Sherm Lawler. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Leaner moves to second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Leaner moves to third. Moss moves to second. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn pinch hits for Bob Feller. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Graham moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Graham scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to win covering. Safe. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garver bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pellegrini scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kakas hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Peck pinch hits for early win. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Mike Garcia now pitching. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Moss moves to second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Dillinger steals third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kakas hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham juggles the ball. That's an error on Graham. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.